We're here on KSOM. It is our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show as we get ready for the second game of our doubleheader here tonight in Harlan as the Cyclone boys open up their season against Shenandoah. And new head basketball coach Dean Mosier joins me now. And coach, how do you feel about your team coming into the opening game of the year?
Optimistic. It's a learning process each and every day. Being a different position that I've normally been in under Coach Osborne, I just kind of, watched him and did what he did. So doing it on my own, but with Coach Swanson and Coach Fink, just kind of learning as we go and hoping for the best.
Yeah, what's the process been like just working with the kids, trying to get your feet wet here in certain areas as you run through your first preseason practices?
Yeah, I'm familiar with, the time commitment and the daily process, but it's just a different feeling of, I'm the one that's putting everything in play and telling people what to do. So that's a little different, but everybody's kind of, for the most part, I think, bought in and working well together. And so far, it's been a good process.
What do you think it's going to be like when you first step on the court and you're the head coach?
It's a good question. I'm sure I'll be a little nervous, but I'm looking forward to the new experience and what's to come.
Yeah. Well, the basketball team, you're going to have to do some replacing on some seniors. I mean, you lost a few guys from last year, like Weston Rice and Ben Linen, Joseph Rice. These guys were starters for you, but you have a couple of guys returning, like Dallas McDowell and Kobe Clausen. Clausen, of course, had a huge step last year and really developed into kind of almost a number one scorer, really, for the team. And I think Dallas actually led the team in scoring. But Clausen, what do you see from him in order to be a number one, like a co-number one with Dallas, and what he needs to do with his shooting and staying consistent?
I think that's a great way to put it with Dallas and Kobe, working together. Kobe was another top scorer from last year, even though we lost quite a few seniors. Those two are back and will play obviously a huge role in what we do with our offense and defense. So, got a lot of younger guys that got a little bit of playing time last year, and others that were on the JV squad that will be in full force as well. So hopefully just, getting the right fit and working together. And we'll see how the season goes. Really, it's hard to say exactly what it's going to look like, but looking forward to seeing how they can work together and see how the season goes.
Yeah, what do you like just about Kobe and his offensive game? And took a lot of threes, shot 41% from beyond the arc, very efficient. But how does he add to that offensively?
Yeah, he's one of our taller guys, not by a huge margin, but I feel like we can kind of put him anywhere. On the floor, out on the perimeter, put him down low if there's a mismatch here and there. But to move him around to about any position and use his shooting and strength anywhere on the court.
And what about Dallas and what he brings? I imagine he brings a lot of leadership, passing abilities, and the ability to create as well. What do you like about Dallas's game?
For sure, he was a huge leader last year, and obviously a scoring threat, but he's so strong he can get anywhere as well on the floor and have the ball, like to have the ball in his hand a lot of the time. But along with that being said, there's with Kobe and a couple other guards coming up that can handle the ball, so hopefully to ease the pressure there with all of our guards, share the ball and make it difficult for matchups along the way.
Well, you lose some guys who occupied a lot of space inside. What does the post look like this year for you?
Smaller. Joseph was a huge inside, and so was Ben. But kind of to my point previously, we got a lot of guards, so hopefully we can get up and down and, rely not 100% on our shooting, but lean more towards the perimeter game and go from there. But kind of a learning process, as I said, and maybe change stuff up as the season goes along.
Well, who are some other candidates there besides, you know, Kobe and Dallas for starting spots and in the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, some Gabe Barkfield had a lot of experience last year. Same with Colton Schneider and Creed Bogus. Jake Wagman will be a big factor. He's a bigger, he'll be in the post area. Can stretch him out a little bit, but a few names off the top of my head, but we're looking for, you know, anybody's got an opportunity right now to make a statement and earn their playing time.
Yeah. So this team is funny because you had size last year, and now the makeshift of the team shifts a little bit. What's that? How has that adjustment been for the team? Kind of maybe playing, you know, trying to overcome that lack of size and getting rebounds and everything. You know, how's that team adjusted?
We'll see how it plays out. But you know, we've been working on running a little bit more and. Just working on a couple little fine details of, you know, boxing out, getting rebounds, getting after loose balls, doing things a little differently if we are a little smaller. But that being said, we're not all, you know, 5'8". So we still have a little bit of size. We just don't have the 6'5", 6'6", guy in there in the post. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the guys that we have can't go down low or rebound or anything like that. So I've all the faith in the world with, you know, who we have and what they're capable of. You know, the efforts there, practices have been upbeat and full of energy. So just looking forward to getting out there and getting this thing started.
Yeah. What do you like about Creed, Magus, and Colton Schneider and what they can do to, you know, to add to the team now that their playing time is going to go up exponentially?
Yeah, even though they haven't had a ton of varsity experience. I mean, last year they had I guess quite a bit, but they've been playing for a long time. You know, they know the game. We relied on them. When I was in freshman coach, they're my, you know, top two guards for each of those years. So, familiar with them. They're familiar with me and, been working together, you know, with this season, together. So, you know, just seeing how the season goes and, I have confidence in them and the others on the team. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. Any other young players, any other guys that stand out that could fight their way into the rotation?
Yeah, there's plenty on that in the sophomore class and junior class. I'm not going to name them all, but at this time we know we lost 8 seniors. So we're looking for anybody that can step up and wants to make an impact. I guess I would say Cole Kessler would be another one. He's got some size and keeps growing. That could be a factor down low, but, you know, looking forward to everybody stepping up and trying to find their way on.
So what do you make of, Shenandoah here in the, opening game?
Yeah, they were a tough match, last year. It came down to, you know, last minute. I think we got them by 3, but, they're a tough team. They play hard. They have some size that we can't really match with. I'm not sure what his name is, but one guy that we can't maybe not match up with, but they play hard and hopefully match their speed.
Well, Coach, it all starts tonight. Your season opener. Let's hope things go out well. Really appreciate your time here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show, and best of luck here against the Mustangs. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate the time.
Dean Mosier, head coach for Harlan Boys Basketball, joins us here on KSOM.